delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. I don't think I can overstate the importance of what's happening today with Donald Trump going to Mexico. It's a big deal. It really is a big deal. I mean, you look at everything that goes down there between Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. You know, the commerce that goes back and forth. Families on both sides of that border. A contentious campaign issue. But with Donald Trump's support growing in the African-American community, in the Hispanic community in polling, it's a big move. When I say African-American community, some polling now is showing that he has 10% of the vote. Very significant. You know, this notion that somehow he's only picking up 1% of the vote is just pure garbage. You know, and so do I. Pure garbage. And he's bringing his campaign, as you know, well, basically, there's a new battle for these votes of Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, and every other minority pleading for their votes to be heard. The Democrats claim they are the party of the little guy, but come on. It's a tough argument when Hillary Clinton is bankrolling her entire campaign with $250,000 a plate fundraisers and tens of millions of dollars from Wall Street and other elitists who don't play by the same rules as you and I. You know, Donald Trump deciding to go where few Republicans have ventured in, well, during my entire lifetime, frankly, the inner cities where unemployment and desperation are far more common commodities than the gold and silver running through the fingers of Hillary's elitist friends. Setting her sights on minority voters, Donald Trump's going right into the heart of the problem, the failing democratically controlled inner cities of America. Trump has called the failed policies of the big cities for what they are. The failures can be illustrated, illuminated, and laid out at the feet of a single party that has ruled by itself for all intents and purposes for decades. Only one party that can be held responsible for these failures. Democrats have run the urban centers of America, and they've run them into the ground. Failures in Baltimore, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, among dozens of others, are all the end result of unrestrained socialist progressive policies. You know it, and so do I. So now Donald Trump has begun to openly ask for the support of Black and Hispanic voters, and I say, why not? What do they have to lose? After all, most of them were born into a world where it's just expected that they vote for Democrats. And how far off is that really from another world perpetuated by the Democrats 100 years ago or even just 50 years ago, where Blacks and other minorities were born into a place where they were expected to, quote, know their place? That, however, is not my America. In my America, everyone has a chance to work hard and earn his or her way forward. In my America, no political party should expect my vote each and every time without having to answer some tough questions along the way when I believe they have lost their way. In my America, both citizens and political organizations are held accountable for the things that they do. Maybe this year, those living in failing cities will finally realize that they have been voting for the same party and getting the same results forever. Maybe this year, Donald Trump's optimistic call for something new and different will be heard. Trump is running behind, but with Hillary almost in hiding these days from reporters or mainstream news outlets altogether, his numbers are getting stronger. They're trending up. The LA Times has him +3 right now, and some recent polls indicate he has taken the lead. From Real Clear Politics, I take this snippet. Right now, there are still 70 days until Election Day, and Clinton is up by 6 points, according to the RCP average. That's actually down now to 4.3. If Trump holds steady, he'll be below the roughly 7 or 8 points that an election can swing between Election Day and Labor Day, about 60 days. In other words, he still could make up the gap between himself and Clinton. As 538's Harry Enten pointed out, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Hubert Humphrey, two Republicans and a Democrat in 1976, 1980, and 1968, respectively, improved their post-convention standings by a larger margin, than what Trump would need to win this time around. A recent Pew poll found that Trump's support among Hispanics is 24%, as I mentioned, better than John McCain at 23%, and far better than Mitt Romney's 21% just 4 years ago. Incredible. It really is incredible, isn't it? After all the piling on by the media trying to paint Trump as a racist and anti-Hispanic for correctly pointing out that criminals actually cross our southern border illegally when our border isn't secure, Trump is still attracting Hispanics in large numbers and in better numbers than the past two GOP nominees. He certainly wasn't calling all Hispanics that come here illegally rapists and murderers, but there have been plenty that fell squarely into that category. I point your attention to what happened in Louisiana just recently when an illegal alien from Honduras driving a bus without a driver's license plowed into a fire truck in Louisiana, killed the local fire chief and another person, left 36 people injured, and it never would have happened if we had enforced our border security and that person had not been here illegally. Period. Paragraph. But most importantly, Donald Trump is calling the Democrats bluff. He's calling their bluff when they said he would never go to the inner cities and talk directly to minority voters. Well, Trump was the one who accepted the invitation to speak to the mostly black church in Detroit this coming Saturday. Don't be surprised if he gets some of those folks inside the congregation to change their minds and vote Trump before that event is over. We have about 10 weeks to go, and while Hillary is at fundraisers, Trump is actually taking it to the streets, talking to real Americans, and today talking to real Mexicans as he goes to meet the Mexican president, Nieto. Steve, checking in on the hotline in Lansing. Steve, what are your thoughts?
I think this thing is much bigger than you're really saying. I think you're being optimistically conservative. I believe that they have lied to us, that is the Democrats, for so long that they've gotten used to it, that the issues of fear don't seem to be working. So, like, as recently as 2 days ago when we were watching O'Reilly, the Democratic operatives that were on wouldn't answer questions and only were there to interrupt.
That's exactly true. Just there to interrupt. It's a big deal him going to Mexico, though, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe they're going to see the light when you look at the Hispanics who have gone through the legal process of becoming a citizen. They're even against the illegals, and a lot of them are for the wall.
That's right. Steve checking in from Lansing. It's the Steve Gruber Show.